It's currently 9:21 on the 22nd of May 2024. Why does it have to be May already? Where did the year go? No one warned me about it. Anyway, I am very excited to talk to my next guest. You've been hearing me talk about a gig coming up quite a lot recently, and that is the insane triple whammy of Vera Allen, Reb Fountain, and Voom. Well, actually, I'm very happy to be crossing the final one off that list. I've got Buzz from Voom on the line with me right now. Good morning, Buzz.
G'day, Liam. I've only known you for 10 seconds, but I like you already.
especially the part
where you don't know where the year's gone.
Yeah. Well, are you feeling the same way about this? I feel like it's just flown by.
Oh my god! Wait till you have kids.
Oh no! I don't want to wait.
You don't know where the decades have gone.
Oh god! Oh, Jesus. It must be tough being in your mid-30s. Is that right, Buzz?
Oh yeah, it's really tough. I just can't remember it anymore.
That was about
the time we put out our first album, I think.
What was that
song that you were playing just
before? Oh, that is Discarded Cream Pavlova by Cuticles. It's quite a good song, that one.
Discarded Cream Pavlova, I like it. It sounded like early Voom.
Well,
Sid Barrett or something.
Tell me about current Voom, actually, because you were just released a new single called Everyone.
Yes, today.
Today. Congratulations. First of all, still releasing music. I mean, that's no mean feat. Tell me a bit about the song.
Oh, the song. I actually wrote it about 20 years ago. Oh, I wrote the chorus of it about 20 years ago, and I wrote the verse and the outro of the song about a month ago.
Wow, so
I've collaborated with my 20-year-old self and finished the song. See, my 20-year-old didn't know how to finish songs, but see, I've developed that sort of like ability now from raising kids, you know. It was a funny story about how I wrote the song. It was from a dream that I had. I had this really, really intense dream where I dreamed the Big Bang in slow motion. And it was like all the little particles were exploding out of the, whatever you call it, you know, the, what's the point called where everything comes from one place? The singularity.
The singularity, yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah. And all these little particles, they all had their hands out, and they're all going no, as they were sort of being ripped apart, like a kind of like a family being ripped apart or whatever. And I woke up out of this dream, and I just knew that every atom of the universe wanted to be back together with every other atom of the universe, and there's this sort of inbuilt attraction that everything has for itself, and the whole universe will eventually get back together. And until it does, everything's slightly unhappy, or there's this sort of constant wanting or yearning or attraction for everything else.
Wow, that's wild. That's a damn.
Yeah, it was really, and it affected me for weeks afterwards. And I was just going around, God, that sort of that feeling that everyone has, where we're slightly unsatisfied, or we're slightly struggling, or we're slightly wanting things that we can't have, or we're attracted to things that we can't have, or that's all just sort of like built into us. It's not something that we have to try and solve. It's not something that we have to get rid of. It's just there, and it'll always be there, and it's kind of what drives everything. It's like it's very meta.
Yeah, but there's probably an element of like, you know, truth to that, you know, scientific truth, physics, something there. Some of that seems kind of legitimate.
Yeah, well, I thought, like, with rocks, if you put two rocks into outer space and you just left them alone, they will drift towards each other. You know, it's called gravity or whatever. Some people don't believe in gravity, but that whatever force that drifts them towards each other. If you could stop the universe from expanding outwards, it would, and you just stopped it, it would then drift back towards each other.
Yeah, right. Wow.
And we're sort of like complicated versions of rocks. I think all of the things that drive us, all of the emotions and feelings and everything that drive us, or dopamines or everything, is like a really complex version of that. Complex version of gravity or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry. Personally, some of us aren't that much more complex than rocks, to be honest, but that's all right. Now, you mentioned you started writing this 20 years ago. Was that a case of you kind of wrote some of it, put it aside and forgot about it, or it's been in the back of your head for 20 years?
Well, I mean, Voom is a pretty funny band. We started in 1992, and we basically just improvised jam band, and we used to just turn up to practice, push the record button on a tape recorder or a reel-to-reel machine, and just improvise songs, you know, make them up on the spot.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And the first album that we put out in 1999, that was 8 out of the 12 songs on there are just improvised on the spot, you know. And so I don't know, what was I talking about? I was just improvising there.
Yeah, you're clearly great at it. No, when you wrote that song, like, did you know you were going to come back to it and finish it?
We just have hundreds and hundreds of those songs. We've got hundreds and hundreds of these good little ideas, and I think we always thought we might do something with them, but then they just piled up to this huge mountain of ideas that you know you're never going to finish them all. You go back and pick out one every now and again, sort of thing. But some people tell us that we should be releasing the whole bang lot unfinished, like some gigantic sort of like
Kind of think you would?
Yeah, you could. I imagine if you put out an album with like 1,500 half-finished songs.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. Groundbreaking, quite frankly.
Yeah, like some crazy songwriter's junkyard, you could call it.
Hey, now, of course, next week you are performing... You're starting your tour next week with Reb Fountain and... Vera Allen, you must be excited for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. I mean, that's all our finished songs we're doing.
Oh, wow, finished songs. What?
You know, so when we get up and play live now, we play all the songs that we actually finished.
Oh, my gosh, wow.
All the good sing-along ones, you know.
You've really grown up as a band.
Yeah, it just took a long time. Yeah. Don't worry.
What can we be expecting from your live performances on this tour? Any surprises? Although I guess you're not surprises if you tell me.
Well, I mean, the reason we got together with Reb Fountain and Vera Allen is because they're both real... they're both on the same label as us. They're both sort of like, you know, roughly in the same kind of indie band who plays real... sing-along songs. So there's going to be lots of, I mean, it's going to be officially the first day of winter, I think, when we're down.
It might be
Dunedin. I think the first of June is the first day of winter, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I don't think...
We're playing on the 30th of May at Christchurch.
Yeah, so not quite... The first of winter, yeah. But like virtually close enough.
You're going to put some snow on for us?
Absolutely not. That's horrible. Would never do that to you.
Come on. I love snow.
Oh, no, it's too cold. It's too cold.
Yeah.
You know, but, okay, maybe we'll try. We'll try.
But the thing is, we're gonna, you know, like, have the whole gig will be like a rock and roll sing-along show. And, you know, if it's cold, it's a good place to come and gather with a bunch of other people and just start singing.
Yeah, hell yeah. I love the sound of that. Will you be performing everyone?
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll be performing everyone. We'll be performing Martin Phillips. We'll be performing all the songs that we've released in the last year, Magic and We Don't Care.
Now, tell me, do you ever have, like, a favourite song to perform? Well, you don't play favourites with your children.
Usually it's... yeah. No, damn, you do. Yeah. just don't tell them. Usually it's the one that that you get a... You know, it's like when you're singing and people are singing back at you from an audience, it's the ones that seem to get the crowd going. They're the fun ones. I mean, I wrote another song called We're So Lost, and you know, I wrote that about the time when the Twin Towers got bombed and the whole world was going into a very dark place, and I was in a pretty dark place myself. And yeah, that was about 2 weeks after the 9/11.
Right.
And I wrote it as a real feel sorry for myself song. And when we started playing it live, all of these people would lean on the stage with their beers and start singing it like a kind of a drunken anthem.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like...
And I always used to think, hey, stop doing that. I'm trying to feel sorry for myself. You know, I was trying to concentrate on feeling sorry for myself. And they would all be like, hey, their beers up, spilling them and singing it as loud as they could. And in the end, I just had to give up trying to sing it like I was singing it and start singing it like they were singing it.
Yeah, wow. Wow. It must be quite a cool feeling, I can imagine, to hear other people singing lyrics you've written.
Well, we do actually hear them singing it because pretty much every gig we end up handing the microphone to the crowd and then people singing stuff. Yeah. That's how I met Vera.
Really?
Yeah, I just gave the mic to someone in the crowd in front of me, and I was thinking, God, you can sing.
And oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. Maybe that's how my career starts on 30th of May. You hand me a microphone.
Yes. Liam, I promise that if I can figure out what you look like, I'll drag you up on stage. I'll stage dive on you, or you can get up and, I don't know if the James Hay Theatre, you can do stage diving, but...
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah,
great. Well, look, you may not know what I look like, but I'll make sure on the night I stand out in some way for you.
Come and say hi. Yeah,
great. Fantastic. Well, Buzz, I would love to gas bag forever, but to be honest, I cannot do that. All I'll say is thank you so much for joining me on today's show. I'm so excited for that gig next week. Congrats on the brand new single out today. It's super cool. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Liam. And I'll guest bag with you on the 30th.
Yeah, brilliant. Looking forward to it. And that was the legend, Buzz Moller of Voom, talking about their gig coming up, their tour coming up, I should say. Plus, their brand new single out today, which is called Everyone, and I'm going to play it for you now. Very proudly finishing off the Burnt Breakfast today with this brand new track. Do enjoy it, guys.
this comes from the same place. Once upon a time in the big splash, we were all together as one, united in a funny kaleidoscopic suit. Oh yeah, trying to get by.